Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. Well, it's Sunday, March the 5th, and there's a special event going on at Flushing Town Hall at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's going to be a special dance recital by some Taiwan artists, as well as a discussion about dance, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's at Flushing Town Hall at 1 o'clock, and one of the principal participants is Peju Chien Pot, and she is a premier dancer, and she is with us on the phone on Spectrum to tell us a little bit about this afternoon's program. Good afternoon, Peju. Thank you so much for calling.
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, we've had one of your colleagues, Nani Chen, here at our studio a number of times, and I understand that you guys are teaming up for an event coming up this Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so excited. It's the first time I have to collaborate with Taiwanese artists here in New York.
Give our listeners a little bit of your background. I know you have an extensive dance background, and I was reading over your resume and your background, and it's extremely impressive. I'm really looking forward to seeing the production coming up on Sunday. But tell us a little bit about your family, your growing up, and your training.
Yeah, sure. I was born in Taiwan, and my entire family is still in Taiwan, and I'm the only one out there. And I've been learning dancing since I was age five. And I was started with classical ballet and a little bit Chinese dance as well. And luckily, my family, my parents, they've been supporting me so much and just let me to do what I really passionate with. And until, like, in middle school, I joined a dance conservatory school in Taoyuan, Taiwan. Taoyuan is where it's my hometown.
Oh, really? That's where the that's where the airport is. I know it well.
Yes, yes. My home is literally driving about, it's about 20 minutes drive from the airport.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah. And, yes, really, I had serious professional dance training when I was in middle school, and then throughout the whole high school and college, and then after I graduated from the college for 1 year, I decided to just wanted to go abroad and see the other side of the world, explore more potential of my dancing.
Tell us a little more about your professional background. Where have you performed, and for which companies that our audience may be familiar with?
Yeah, in Taiwan, I was dancing with Taipei Crossover Dance Company. That is kind of like a sister company to the Cloudgate. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the founder of the company, it's like original founder of Cloudgate as well. They opened up another company for like younger dancer. I joined the company when I was still in college, the second year of the college, and I was invited to perform with them. And also, I was dancing with Taipei Royal Ballet. It's a classical ballet dance company based in Taipei. And then, since I moved here, the first company that I joined was it's called Buglisi Dance Theater.
Mm-hmm.
The director, Jacqueline Buglisi, she was former principal with the Martha Graham Dance Company in the 80s.
So tell me, now I guess you spend a lot of your time with this, your dancing school, to bring other people and to pass along your own skills to new generations, correct?
Yes, I especially started last year. I'm kind of aware of first that the professional dancer age is pretty limited, and so started really last year, and I wanted to develop my independent work instead of totally depend on the company work. So last year I started to teach intensely in China, and in New Jersey and just teaching master classes and summer intensive for setting work.
It's going to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be at Flushing Town Hall. It's called Cross Current 4. Tell me about the program.
Yeah, the program is it's hosted by a Taipei Culture Economy Center in New York. They have been very supportive of Taiwanese artists, bringing Taiwanese artists from Taiwan or the existing Taiwanese artists in New York. They've been supporting a lot. And especially this event is hosted by them and collaborate with 90 Chen Dance Company. And I'm very happy and very grateful for 90 and Andy. They invited me to be part of it to really I would say to give back to the Taiwanese community in New York. I always have a dream to even going back to Taiwan to perform for the Taiwanese audience. And now the first happened is performing for the Taiwanese community here in New York. It's kind of very special for me.
Well, I was just in Taiwan, and I actually got to visit the National Theater in Taipei. Which is a wonderful performing arts complex. And as you know, there's a brand new National Performing Arts Complex that's just opened in Taichung. And then another one coming up in the next few years in Kaohsiung. So there should be lots of places for you to perform in Taiwan.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been working on my first project to Taiwan. Actually, my first appearance in Taiwan is going to be this summer for the Universal. It's the International University, it's kind of like Olympics for the university.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's going to happen in Taipei.
So tell us about the program on Sunday. It starts at 1 in the afternoon. It's going to be performance and also a discussion, correct?
Yes. Yeah, the performance is at 1 o'clock, and the whole program is about an hour long, and after that, followed by an artist talk.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And, of course, we are good friends with all the folks at Flushing Town Hall. If people want to know more about you, your background, and your school, can you please give our listeners your web address and contact information so they can find you?
Yes. Email me at Peiju, my first name, P-E-I-J-U, 39@gmail.com. And me and my husband running a dance company in Jersey City, New Jersey. It's called Nimbus Dance Works. We have intensive classes for professional dancer and non-professional dancer or youth as well. I started at age 2.5 years old throughout the college year.
Well, it sounds very exciting. I'm looking forward to meeting you and seeing the performance and listening to the visit and the discussion coming up on Sunday. I should be there. Thanks again. We hope to keep in touch with you next time. You got something going on, please let us know, and we're more than happy to tell our listeners about it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Peiju. I appreciate your calling. Once again, this special Taiwan dance event is going to be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Flushing Town Hall in Flushing, New York. If you want more information, you can go to the Flushing Town Hall website, which is flushingtownhall.org. For Spectrum, I'm Steve Warren, and I'll see you there.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.